Hello.
Podcast Network Asia. Hey guys, welcome to my channel. I'm Neil, a digital marketer who specializes in social media. In this podcast, I'll be teaching you everything I know when it comes to social media. For today, we'll be talking about 2022 social media marketing trends to watch. Over the past 2 years, we've seen a shift in the way brands promote their products or services on social media. So here are the trends that you need to watch this 2022. Number one would be TikTok will dominate the social media space. During the pandemic, I began hearing about one new commonality among most of my colleagues and friends, and that is TikTok. TikTok has seen undeniably fast growth. In fact, the term TikTok saw a 61% increase in mentions year over year during the beginning of 2021, and was the first non-Facebook app to reach 3 million global downloads. And as social media popularity continues to grow, we reached over 3.7 billion social media users globally in 2021. Brands aren't just wondering how they'll engage huge social media audiences this year. They're also asking, what social media trends should I expect in this constantly changing landscape? I believe that TikTok offers unique opportunities to engage directly with consumers. And this is coming from someone who initially bashed TikTok. Number two is reaching new audiences will become the number one social media goal for businesses. In 2021, the primary goal of most marketers or social media strategies were advertising products or services, increasing brand awareness and reaching new audiences, and increasing revenue. However, 76% of marketers says that their goal will change this 2022, and most marketers' primary goals include increasing brand awareness or reaching new audiences, fostering relationship with customers, improving customer services and retention. During the pandemic, most consumers needed to shift to an online-first purchasing experience. As we head on into 2022, it makes sense that brands are contemplating how they can reach new audiences through social media, foster deeper relationships with existing audiences, and improve customer service to ensure long-term loyalty. To increase your social media presence, it's critical you stay active and consistent in your posting, leverage trends and buzzy content, and invest in high-quality creative assets. Number three would be companies will make more dedicated social media hires. Social media is an undeniably powerful strategy for businesses. And social media isn't just for brand awareness either. It's also an effective tool for generating revenue. In fact, 79% of people says that user-generated content on social media significantly impacts their purchasing decisions, which is why you'll see more companies making dedicated social media hires this year. Number four would be augmented reality will become consumers' preferred way to try on products and interact with brands. Augmented reality has been around a few years now, and it's becoming increasingly common for brands to use AR to enable consumers to test products before purchasing. AR has improved effective for business bottom line as well. In fact, AR can improve click-through rates to purchase by an upward trend of 33%. Number five, influencer marketing will mature in 2022. The pandemic undoubtedly sped up the rise of the unfiltered or less scripted content, as well as the everyday influencers such as micro-influencers and nano-influencers or content creators. Many people trusted influencers more than brands during the pandemic, which is why influencer marketing is a strong avenue to explore this year. As alignment between social media and e-commerce strengthens, we'll see more influencer partnerships used to increase business sales. However, it will be important in 2022 to align with the influencers that makes the most sense for your brand. This will include influencers with potentially smaller but more engaged audience, as well influencers who specialized in more niche topics that makes the most sense for your brand or business. Number 6. Businesses will invest in more long-form and short-form content, as well as live audio and chat rooms. It's no surprise that video is an increasingly popular format across social channels, particularly with the rise of video-focused platforms like TikTok. 64% of marketers plan to leverage short-form videos this year. Snackable content has been proven effective, so these short-form videos will likely be brief, engaging, digestible pieces of content that span across social channels. Additionally, 89% of marketers who leverage long-form videos plan to increase their investment or continue investing the same amount this year. Lastly, number 7, consumers will crave snackable content. In 2020, we saw the rise of TikTok and Instagram Reels, continued engagement on stories content from Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat, and brands creating other short form of snackable piece of content to educate consumers about their brand. As social media attention spans continues to shrink and more people scroll endlessly through feeds while bored at home, don't expect snackable content to lose steam anytime soon. Today, the world around us is constantly changing, and although we think we know what to expect with social media, the list of trends is likely not exhaustive of what we'll see in this year. As social media marketers, the best thing you can do is to continue to research trends, online consumer behaviors, and your team's social media data to determine which trends or strategies to lean on or how to navigate the unprecedented online scenarios. And that's a wrap for this episode. Do let me know what you think about this type of content. I would appreciate it a lot if you could hit that follow button here on Spotify. Leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts and share this episode with your friends. Thanks guys for listening to another episode of 5-Minute Social Media Tips with Neil.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.